Okay, today's daf is daf Mem Aleph. We already got into daf Mem Aleph yesterday, so today we're going to talk about what happened a little bit on Mem Amud Beis and a little on Mem Aleph Amud Aleph. The daf itself is somewhat short, just continuing what we said yesterday, the sugi we said yesterday. So we're going to talk for a little while before we even do the daf, and then we will get into the actual daf. Today's shir, by the way, is Lezecha Nishmas Avram Dov Ben Chaim, whose yard site is today. Okay, so on Daf Mem yesterday, we mentioned that the Gemara mentioned that there were three people that get haircuts, or even more than haircuts on the head, but two of them shave their whole body: Nazir, Mitzora, and Levim. And the Levim in the time of the Midbar. The Gemara on Mem Amud Beis was looking for a makar. How do you know that a Mitzora, when he gets his haircut at the end of his time of being a Mitzora, in the process of Tara, how do you know that he does it with a Tar, that he must do it with a Tar, with a razor? So the Gemara brought one makar from the word Zikeno on Mem Amud Beis, that it says Zikeno, an extra Zikeno by Mitzora, and we use that to say, Asi Dochalosa say, it says that a Mitzora has to shave his Zakein, and it says in Pashas Emor, Ufa'asa Kanam Lo'igalechu, that a Kohen is not allowed to shave his Zakein. So the Gemara uses that to teach me, oh, it must be Asi Dochalosa say. And if I know the Isser of Kahanim is to shave with a razor, so the fact that the Torah must go out of its way to tell me that something's mutter, it must be that the mitzvah of Mitzora, a Kohen Mitzora, is with a ta'ar also. Okay, so first point, we're going to talk today a little bit first about the line that I just read, then we'll talk about shaving in general, and then we'll talk about Asi Dochalosa. That's the plan of the last few lines that we got through yesterday, and now we're going to talk more about it in depth. So the Minchas Chinuch asked a question on that svar that we just said on Mem Amud Beis, that the assay of Mitzora is doche the losa say of uvahaz kanam lo yigalecho. The Minchas Chinuch in Reish Nun Aleph notes that the principle of asay doche losa say, which we'll talk more about in a couple of minutes, only applies beidna if the asay and the losa say are done at the same time. If you're doing the asay, you all happen to be violating the losa say, we say it's okay. You know, asay doche losa say. But if, let's say, the losa say comes first, and then 10 minutes later, you're going to kind of the mitzvah. You don't say asay doche losa say there. So yes, ben chaschinach, I don't understand. We said yesterday, when are you yotzei the mitzvah of haircuts by mitzora or by nazir? When are you yotzei the mitzvah of haircuts? It said on Mem Amud Aleph yesterday. It said la'akev b'shtayim. It said unless you cut down to the last two hairs, it's ma'akev. You're not yotzei the mitzvah. So you're not mekayim the mitzvah of shaving the mitzora until you cut his entire hair, not even leaving two hairs. Whether you violate the Isser of cutting, lo sakifu pas roshchem, lo sakifu, what do you, that's right away. That's Shnei Cyrus. So the lo sasei is way before the asei. How can you say asei docha lo sasei? That's the Minchas Chinuch kasha. Again, on the Mem Amud Beis, makar number one, how do you know that a mitzora has to cut his hair bitar with a razor? That was Mem Amud Beis. We have the Zakeno makar. Today we're going to have a second makar that's later on we're going to get to on Mem Aleph Amud Aleph. But that's the Minchas Chinuch. So how do you apply asei docha lo sasei here? The asei is way after the lo sasei. The lo sasei is first, right when you cut two hairs, and the asei is not until you cut his whole hair and don't even leave two. So the Minchas Chinuch says, "Im kein, heichidasi asei digiluach to mitzora lav da hakafa halohavi beidna." Is that at the same moment to chayiv al hakafa betchilas giluach? You're chayiv on cutting at the beginning of your shaving. Umitzvas giluach hamitzora einu ela basof, and the mitzvah is only at the end. Timhiniach shtei Cyrus lokiyah mitzvas giluach. If you left two, you are mekayim the mitzvah. So let's say you even stopped before the end, so you don't even have an asei. Says the Minchas Chinuch, ach beemes. Since it's impossible in any other way, we'll allow it. The Minchas Chinuch kind of throws up his hands when he quotes other Rishonim. Other Rishonim seem to say in certain cases where it's impossible to have it at the exact simultaneous moment, it's good enough. There's a more flexible way of understanding, but it's not. A little more expanded way of saying this, the Chasam Sofer says, if there is no way to fulfill the asay without violating the los asay, it's impossible to do the asay without violating the los asay. Even if the los asay is a little bit earlier, it's okay. It's nechsha be'idna. That's the Chasam Sofer. Kivan shekola giluach hu b'matara l'kayim es ha-mitzvah s'giluach shel metzora. Your whole purpose here is to get to the mitzvah. Then even though she b'tchilas ha-giluach lo kiyim es mitzvah s'giluach, doche giluach zu es ha-isser, as Isra Giluach mitam kahuna. It's still good enough. You find in other cases, even if it's not at the exact same moment of Be'inna, it's still going to be considered Be'inna for Asi Dochalos Hase. Where does this come up? This comes up by Tzitzis. Tosis in Yivamas Daf Tzadik. The Gemara in Daf Tzadik in Yivamas, that's where the Gemara talks about Yesh Koch Biach HaChamim Lakar Dover Min HaTorah. That the Chachamim have the power to uproot. They can tell you not to blow shofar on Shabbos. They can tell you not to shake a lulav on Shabbos. So Tosva says, one of the gzeiros that we have of Akiras Dover Min HaTorah is in the times of the Gemara, there were many people who sold fake tchelas. Fake tchelas. They sell what's called kala de'ilad. Right, this fake blue dye that they sold it for cheaper, so people would think that people would buy it from them, but it wasn't real tchelas. There was a big problem. Why was it a big problem? Because people used to wear woolen garments and linen tzitzis, and they wore it with you're allowed to wear shot tzitzis as long as you're fulfilling the mitzvah of tchelas. But now people were violating. People were violent. I think it was the opposite. I think it's sadin. The beged was sadin, and the strings were wool. So Chazal saw this was terrible. People were violating b'kum v'aseh. They were wearing tzitzis without fulfilling the mitzvah of tchelas, and they were violating shatnas. So Chazal made a gzera. You're allowed to wear the four quarter garment without putting tzitzis on it. They made a gzera. You're not allowed to wear linen. Fulfill the mitzvah of tzitzis in this way. You're allowed to wear a beged of dalet kanfas. You just can't put you're not allowed to wear that type of beged, sadin b'tzitzis. So ask Tosfos, how is that considered sheva al tasa? The Gemara says, Chazal can only tell you not to do something, not to violate something actively. So Tosfos, sadin b'beis and yivamis. Sadin b'tzitzis, hechi avi sheva al tasa. Zechi mechasa b'talus d'bas chiyuvahi v'ein bo tzitzis ari over b'yadayim. They're telling you to wear a beged without putting tzitzis on it? Isn't that kumva asay? Isn't that actively violating? Says Tosfos, achidish? No. When's the mitzvah of tzitzis? The mitzvah of tzitzis is after you have the tzitzis on. Not when you put them on. That's Tosfos' Chiddush. De bishas ituf akati lo mechayev ad acher shenis atev. De ksuscha mashma sh'ata mechusaba kvar. Vashet achasa ba'as lo josh achrina. The mitzvah of tzitzis is only after you put it on, not when you put it on. That's Tosfos. Aye, what about kilayim? What about kilayim? It says in Brachas that if you wear a kilayim and you don't take it off, lo chashev shev al tasa el akum va'asei, not taking off shatnez is kumvasei. It says Tosfos, kilayim and shatnez, kilayim and tzitzis are very different. Kilayim, the iser is b'shas levisha. Bal tzitzis is achashin is atif. That's all Tosfos says. Tosfos, though, doesn't clarify, so it comes out, let's say the regular mitzvah of tzitzis and shatnez, which we're going to have on the last line of today's daf, which is one of the makoros of Asi Dochalosa say, according to Tosfos, is out at the exact same time. When do you violate shatnez? When you put it on. When do you b'kayim tzitzis? Only after they're on. So according to Tosfos, it's also not at the exact same time. So Achronim say, according to Tosfos, it must be there's also a flexible definition of what Be'idna is. It's not at the exact same moment. This is an example. So we have the Minchas Chinuch and the Chazam Sofer on our Gemara, and we have Tosfos and Yivamas Av Sadek. Just by the way, some Achronim, the Chaya Adam Paskins, based on Tosfos, when do you say the bracha of Lesadei Patzitzis? Chaya Adam says, after you have your tzitzis on. After you have your talis on, because the mitzvah is only after you have it on. If you say it before you put the talis on, it's too early. So the Chaya Adam Paskins, that you say the bracha of Lesadei Patzitzis after you have your talis on. The Shagas Aryeh says that's what Tosfos would think, but how could you say that? The Shagas Aryeh says in Siman Lamed Beis, Emes Roy Lebarach al Talis Shal Tzitzis, says the Shagas Aryeh, quotes Tosfos, that he says, Im Kain, Ein Lebarach Kodem Ituf. According to the Svar of Tosfos, that the mitzvah of tzitzis, again, we know why did Tosfos have to say such a chiddush, because he wanted to explain how, if Chazal told you to wear a beged of dalet kanfos without putting tzitzis on it, how could that be called sheva al tasa instead of kumbase? Tosfos says, because the mitzvah is only after you put it on. So Shaka Sari says, imkein ein levar kol demituf. You should make the bracha before you put it on, like we do. The afal gav dekaimelon, because even though we paskin, you have to make a bracha over lasiyasan before you do the mitzvah. Mikol makom kodem de kodem ein lavarech alasamach lasiyasan. But too early you can't. right? We don't make the bracha of lulav and esrog while it's still on the table. We have to be holding it upside down, however we do it. But we have to be holding it, not too early. Omehai time, and that's why tefillin, when do you make the bracha tefillin? Not when it's still in the bag, not when you're pulling it up your arm, when you're about to tighten it, the second before you do the mitzvah. That's the bracha. You always take a bracha of over, not over to over, not too early. So here too, if the mitzvah says the Shagas Aryeh, according to Tosfos, is only after it's on, you should have to make the bracha after it's on. Bishas ituf, or even after ituf, or the second that they're, because. But the mitzvah only kicks in once it's on, not putting it on. So he says maybe it's even too early before you put it on. So this is what the Shagas Aryeh says based on Tosfos. The Mishnah Berurah says we don't pass on like the Chayyadim. The Shulchan Aruch is not 100% clear when to make the bracha. The Shulchan Aruch just says, in Siman Ches, in the beginning of Aruch Chaim, Yis'atef Petzitzes V'yivarech Me'umad. So you might even say that sounds like the Chayyadim. V'yivis'atef and make the bracha. That's all he says. The Mishnah Berurah quotes, V'hiskimu rov achronim D'lechad chila tzarech lios ha'bracha kodem atifa. So we do. We hold it above our heads and we make the bracha. L'chad chila make it before the atifa. Look in the Shaar Tzion. L'vush v'shagas aryeh, d'loka chayadam. Now we know where that chayadam comes from. Chayadam comes from the Tosfos and Yevamos that it's not exact, that it ha- the bris is only afterwards. T'hainu b'shashu opso b'yadav v'rotzim l'satifo, or v'lasi yasin mamish, v'lo yakti b'shashu adayin atalas b'kupelas. Don't make the bracha when it's still folded up. Don't make the bracha when it's on your shoulder. Make the bracha when it's right above you. You're about to put it on. But don't make the bracha after it's on, like the chayyadim, because we say the mitzvah is putting it on as well. So that is one issue that comes up on our daf about asi docha lo saseh. Even though the lo saseh of cutting comes before the asay of fulfilling the mitzvah of tar by mitzvah, still, it's good enough for us.
But it says that you cannot wear garments, four-cornered garments,
you cannot wear four. So Tosfos assumes that that happens that second. Well, I'm saying the four-cornered garment, that's afterwards. That's Tosfos on the Siyah. The kususcha means you're already covered with it. It's a chiddush. Other Rishonim don't say such a thing. But that's Tosfos' chiddush, that the mitzvah is wearing, not putting on.
But you
even though by tefillin, the mitzvah tefillin is uksharta lo
sayadecha.
I'm sorry?
Once you put it on, you wear it.
Right. Once, right. I'm saying, but then Chazal have the power to tell you, b'shev al tasa. Even if you're violating something tacitly, right, not actively, so then the Chazal have the power to say that. Chazal can't tell you to violate something actively. They can just tell you passively not to do something. Yeah, which will leave you in violation. Yeah.
But should be in the means that the Kiyum Mitzvah and the Averikah at the same time, what if you're involved in the Maisa Mitzvah?
What if you're involved in a Maisa Mitzvah? Is that enough of Be'inna? It seemed to be, according to these, the question was even the Maisa Mitzvah has to be at the same time.
Right,
here, the Kiyum Avera and the Kiyum Mitzvah were at the different also.
No, because if we worry about it as the last two hairs, but until you get there, you're still involved in the Maisa Mitzvah.
Right, you're involved. You're involved. Is it a Hechsher? Probably not a Hechsher. All the other hairs up until the last two is a Maisa Mitzvah. But right, the question was that, he said the Kiyum Mitzvah even has to be at the same time. Okay, so that's just one point on the Amud base. Then, as the Gemara continued, the Gemara mentions, how do we even know? The Gemara said that there's an Asi Docha Lo Saseh, that's the Makar for Ta'ar by Mitzora. The Gemara says, because it's a given that we know Ta'ar is the only thing that's usher by a Kohen cutting his hair. How do you know that? So then the Gemara went into the very important lines of what's the Oraisa, according to Rabbi Lazar. So it says, let's read that again. The Tanya, right in the middle of Bemo Base. Ufa'azakanam lo yigalechu, yachal afilo gilchav v'bis parayim yehe chayiv. You might think even with the scissors you're chayiv. Tamalom avalo sashchis. No, only an act of hashchasa. Hashchasa destroys from the root. A scissors does not destroy from the root. Then the Gemara says, yachol lukto b'malakedo uvaritein. You might think you're chayiv d'oraisa for other cutting instruments that do destroy from the root. And then the Gemara says, no, v'asakadam lo yigalechu. It has to be an act of giluach of shaving. Ezeo giluach sheish po hashchasa, havi omer zetar. You need an act of shaving, which brings the result of destroying. That's what's usher. Whatever part of the beard is usher to cut, of ufa'asa kanam lo yigalechu, that's only usher with a tar. So let's talk for a couple of minutes about this issue of shaving. First of all, some of the Rishonim say, what's the tam ha-mitzvah of not shaving? Whatever parts of our face we're not allowed to shave, you know, what is the tam ha-mitzvah? So Rabbeinu Bachai in Kedoshim, on that pasuk says, this week's parsha, Tam ha-isser, kedei shelo yevatel ha-simin, sha-akadosh baruch hu rasham b'min ha-zachar, kedei lahavdilo mimin ha-nakeva. Right, there are differences between men and women. Chazal gave facial, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave facial hair to men, so that's part of the differentiating between men and women. So therefore, says Rabbi Abachai, that's the Sibasa Isser. Ki ha ose kain hefech Hashem hu ose. If you cut the certain parts of the facial hair that are asur to cut, you're going against what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. Kemisha zorea kilayim. Wow. So the Rabbi Abachai, it's like kilayim, just like kilayim. The Rabbi Abachai a lot of times is based on the Ramban, just like the Ramban about kilayim talks about that you're playing God. Rav Yashiv says that that's one of the makoros that he relates to certain types of creating what's I'm sorry cloning. Thank you. In terms of cloning, the Rav Yashiv thinks that Ramban is a very important makor related to playing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it says Rabbi Nebuchai, same thing with shaving. Shaving is like cloning. It says you're playing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made differences between men and women. There's got to be men, there's got to be males, there's got to be females. That's Rabbeinu Bachai in Kedoshim. The Svarno has a little different shot. Doesn't quote it, but it's based on the Rambam. The Svarno says, there lo sakifu, v'tziva shenlo nechala lei b'hakafas harosh, kemaisa shotim v'shikorim, o komrim. The Isra is related to, we shouldn't be like the priests, the Komrim. V'lo b'gilua chazakan. Right? We're not supposed to do that. If you look, where's he getting this from? You look in the footnotes. The Rambam. The Rambam writes in Lo Sase Mem Dalid. Shehiz hironu mila galea chazakan. We're not supposed to shave our beards, certain parts of the beard. V'zeh gamkein, says the Rambam, haya kishut komrei avodah zarah. Kemo shehu hayom mefursam. The Rambam writes, just like today, it's known. B'kishut galachei hagoyim shehem yigalchu zakanam. You ever wonder where the word galach comes from? Where does galach come from? What does a priest have to do with shaving? It's this Rambam, right here. Because that's the Isra of Giluach HaZakan, said the Rambam, is based on the fact, like the Rambam says, by many Averis. The Rambam says, by many Averis, it's connected to Avodah Zarah, Dvash, a Karbanis itself, we've mentioned a number of times, is to counteract Avodah Zarah. The Rambam here says, Lo Sase Mem Dalid, the Isra of Giluach HaZakan by the Kahanim, is related to the Komrei Avodah Zarah. Hence the word Galach, for a priest. Yeah. The Rambam lived in Muslim countries, exactly. So maybe he says, Kmoshu Yimafursa. Maybe he's saying what he's heard. But yeah, in Achinami.
So before the advent of Christianity, there was no problem.
Again, he's giving the time, right, before Christianity. Similar to Menachem's point, he lived in a Muslim country.
Well, they always spoke, he never considered.
Right, they knew, right. He says that at the end of the paragraph. That's an added idea to, there maybe few ideas connected to the Aveira, but that's one of them. Interesting, if you look in the tour, amazing discussion in the tour in the Beis Yosef, beginning of Kuf Pei Aleph, which is the siman about cutting one's beard and cutting peyas, as we'll get to more in a minute. Hakavas arosh vashchasas azakan gam be'elu kasev Rambam she'aser makasev mibnei she'osin kain ovdei avodah zarah v'kom rehem. The tour quotes the Rambam that this is aser because you're doing like the ovdei avodah zarah. Says the tour, let's try to figure out what the tour is bothered by. V'zeh eino mefurash. That's not explicit, that reason. V'eino nutzrichim levakish tam lemitzvus. Why are you figuring out the tamei mitzvahs? Ki mitzvahs melachem aleinu avim lo neida taimon. We have to do the mitzvah even if we don't know the reason. Period. So what's the Torah bothered by? He quotes the Rambam. The Rambam says you can't do it because it's connected to avodah zarah. The Torah says, no, forget the reason. Period. So the Beis Yosef says, he's daito lachok al Rambam. He's arguing on the Rambam. The Torah must be arguing on the Rambam. That why did the Rambam focus on the tam? And it sounds like the Beis Yosef explains that the Tur thinks that the Aveir wouldn't apply if the reason wouldn't apply according to the Rambam. So says the Beis Yosef, getting all excited. V'yani omer, d'chas le l'Rambam milamisbar hachi. Chas v'shalom. Could you say the Rambam holds that way? That is based on the reason, if the reason wouldn't apply, that the mitzvah wouldn't apply. U'miyachush l'kavad ha-Torah v'ha-mitzvah z'yosef imenu. Right, the Rambam's choshish for kavod haTorah. How could you suggest that according to the Rambam, he's only connecting it to the reason, and if there's no reason, then there's no mitzvah? Umisham nisbon. Look at the end of Hilchas Temura. We mentioned that a couple weeks ago. The Rambam says, if you could ever figure out a reason for the mitzvah to help you be inspired, you know, do that. But of course, that's not the mitzvah is not based on that. Because Malcolm, kol mashenucha lovakish lotam, no more botam. Umashenim lo nimsa lotam, niyachet hadarva lekotzer azagaseinu, vein chayavon lekaimim. Come on, mitzvah shenoda taimon. So the Beis Yosef jumps on the tour. How can you say that about the Rambam, Chas v'Shalom? The Darkei Moshe, the Rama here, says, how could the Beis Yosef suggest that that's what the Torah thinks about the Rambam? You think that the Torah really thinks that the Rambam would say it's based on Tamiya Mitzvahs? Says the Daki Moshe, Vani Omer, Gam Ken Chaspo Rabbeinu, Sheyachshu B'Ksherim. How can you say that? Kamo HaRambam, Shem Lo HaYun Yon Natam HaMitzvah, Lo Yonim Mitzvah Masoso, Ki Lo Matzinu B'Shem Makom, B'Shem Chacha Miyisrael Sheyamin Bazeh. You don't find any great rabbi amongst Israel that believes in such a thing. In Tamiya Mitzvahs, and if there's no Tam, so then there's, you don't believe in the mitzvah. Elohu rak derech ha-pokrim ba-torah, she'inam ha-minim rak ma-shiyaskim ilav ha-seichel. Lachain, i-efshar sh-rabinu chashav kazos al Rambam. You can't say that that's what the Torah is bothered by, and that's how the Torah understands the Rambam. Shalom nidrash taimi dekro. It must be the Rambam's just adding. He's adding that she'ina tam, ve'ina lahatir b'makam she'ina tam shayach, zeni roli b'das rabbeinu, lo kamo she'chashav alav ha-chacham ba'al b'is Yosef, ki pirish dvar b'inyan she'ino kedai she'yuchal lahasig alav. That's a machlokes, what the Torah was upset about the Rambam. Might not be enough kamina between them, but that's the discussion in the Torah and the b'is Yosef. Yeah. Kufei Alf. In Yerodea. Kufei Alf in Yerodea. So now we get to. So we have this issur about shaving the beard. We have Rabbeinu Bachai. We have the Sfarno. So we look around in the room right here. It's a little, it's Svira, so maybe you can't, it's not a good gauge today. But, you know, where did it come from that many of Achinu B'nei Yisrael are shaven, right? We shave. So it's already has roots in G'dolei Olam. The Chasam Sofer already writes. In Simin Kuf Nun Tes. Al pi Arizal, there's an Arizal, al pi Kabbalah, not to touch the beard. Not even trimming it. This is what the followers of Chabad, you know, believe, based on that Arizal, as many of the Lubavitch customs come from the Arizal, not even to touch it. Not even to touch the beard, al pi Kabbalah. The Chasam Sofer says in a Shuv, in Kuf Nun Tes, in Orachayim, Aval Asher, some pun of Negin Mugul Chayazakan, there were a lot of people that were screaming about people who shaved their beards. The Chasam Sofer says, what are they getting so upset for? Lo Yadati Maharash Agadol Azeh, Luchun Avri Vachacha, go check it out. Imishem Chukas Hagayim, if it's Chukas Hagayim, Mihiter Lanu Nalim Reish Chorim. He says, if it's Chukas Hagayim, I'll tell you 45 different things that we do that are like the Gayim. It's never written anywhere that this is Aser Mishem Chukos Hagayim, so don't include it in Chukos Hagayim. V'gam below b'shum sefer misifra chitzonim shia hefresh ben Yisrael le'in Yisrael b'giluach hazakon. Ki oz gam kala umos hayu megatlam zekneyem. In the olden days, they all had beards. And then they didn't have... This has nothing to do with umos ha'olam. Umash ha'ramas l'sifra ha'mekubalim shekasef shelo lahoshe yado b'dikni klal. Says in Api Kabbalah, not to shave, ein le'esek ben Yisrael. Says the Chasam Sofer, I can't focus on that. Avol mehem umehamonim hutra harutzu v'gamrei. I'll give you a great raya that even Api Kabbalah, you look in all of Italy, shekol chachameh mugulach ezaka, and all the great rabbis in Italy are clean shaven. V'nitzlam b'ilam gadol remenachem azariah balasar ma'amaros avia mukubalim. There's a great Baal Mekubal there. And what does he say? Shehuayim Galuach. He was clean shaven. Me believe your Saira Echad. He didn't even have one hair left. He said, and then he was a Baal Kabbalah. So there's no problem, says the Chasam Sofer. Vayomer shal pi chachmei b'kubalim ain chutz laaretz. He said maybe some wanted to say that a chutz laaretz is different than Eretz Yisrael. The Arizal only meant the Eretz Yisrael. Either way, says the Chasam Sofer, achas shekfar nagu Yisrael galayach shum ain bo nidnu to pick po klal afilu reach is a rainbow. So the Chasam Sofer, there is no problem. The Isser might be understood in certain parts of the face, certain parts connected to the payas, but shaving itself is not a problem, says the Chasam Sofer. And Rav Moshe as well says this in a tshuva in Arachayim in Simen Kuf Yud Aleph. Not a problem. Part of the, just to spend one more minute, and then we'll get to Mem Aleph, today's daf, and that is, so what about the electric shaver issue? So there are some poskim that say, maybe this is all fine and good, but electric shavers are somewhat different. Why? The question is, one of the questions, there are a number of issues, one of the questions is an electric shaver considered a ta'ar, a razor? What's the difference between a razor and a scissor? So if we think about it, a razor is only one blade cutting, a scissor is two things cutting against each other. So part of the issue is a metzias issue through the research, and that is there is a certain type of guard that by almost every shaver has a certain type of screen or guard that the blade cuts against. The question is, does that screen or blade contribute at all to the cutting? Or does it just function as a sitting there and the blade cuts against it? So if it contributes, then it's more of a scissor type of motion, and therefore, you know, it's not considered a tower. It's considered a misparayim, which would be okay. Mashenkein, if it doesn't really contribute, and it's just one side, and the and the one blade is cutting, so then it's more of a tar, and it could be more of an issue. There are a number of poskim, Rav Moshe, and some say Rav Moshe wouldn't have said it today, but there are enough poskim that say most, if not all, many shavers are okay, because it does contribute on the other side. There's a number of articles in the Tchumin by Rav Rappaport, Rav Shapsai Rappaport from Eretz Yisrael. He has one in English as well on the web. There are more of the Machmer Shittas are there are certain articles if you want to look on koshershaver.org, if you want to look there. I saw some of the articles last night. So again, if they ask your local rabbi what to paskin. Lift and cut. So first of all, the issue is it really lift and cut? Does it really do what they do? Other poskim, I spoke to a poskim yesterday, he said, even if it does what they do, if it still has a scissors motion, it doesn't matter. Even if it's a hashchasa, it has to be giluch sheish bo hashchasa. So again, it's not clear. So Rav Avadia, just to mention, and then Rav Avadia says, does it cut, if you put a shaver against paint, does it chip paint? Doesn't chip paint, it's not usher. So again, no shaver is going to chip paint. No shaver is going to make you bleed if you put it against your hand. So again, some folks can say that's the litmus test. If it's not going to do that, that's not called a tar. So yesh makom lahakel. Someone has a more machmer approach to the sugya. So then tabal abracha if that's what your posik says. Okay, but a big issue is this gemara that we just did of giluach sheyesh bo hashchasa. Okay, so the gemara ended off that we did yesterday. By defending that ta'ar is what's needed by the mitzvah by the shaving of a mitzvah. So now let's do today's daf, and then maybe at the end we'll talk about asi dochalosase, because that's where another makar is suggested. So now let's do what we were up to on line 5. Rabbi Eliezer, my time up. So we just spent Amid Beis figuring out what's the source that a mitzvah has to use a razor to shave at the end of his process of becoming tahar. So the makkah we showed was for the Rabbanan, for the Chachamim, from the word Zakeino. Rabbi Eliezer, though, argued with that Rabbanan. Rabbi Eliezer says that it's usher not only with a tar by shaving your, not by mitzvah, by a regular person shaving the beard, but even other instruments. So now, Rabbi Elazar, my time, where does Rabbi Eliezer know that a mitzora has to use a tar? So Yolo Be'Rosho, he learns it from the word Rosho. Titanya Rosho, it says that a mitzora has to shave his head. So Matam Alomar, why does it have to say Rosho? It says he has to shave his whole body. Why specify the head? So, Lefisha Nemar Gabi Nazir, Tar Lo Yavar Al Rosho, since it says by Nazir that a Nazir cannot have a razor on his head, Yochol Af Nazir Mitzora Kein, I might think that let's say a Nazir gets Saras during his Nazirus, and he has to go through the Tara process of Mitzora. I might think that a Nazir Mitzora can't even shave either. Not only can a regular Nazir not shave, but even a Nazir Mitzora can't shave. Tamaloma Rosho. That's why it says the word Rosho by a Mitzora to teach me no, even a Nazir Mitzora can't shave. Mimai. How do you know that? And therefore, so that's the makar, because again, you need a source by another mitzvah to allow it, and you know the isser only applies by tar, so the allowance must be tar also, it must be that mitzvah needs a tar to fulfill his mitzvah. So again, the Gemara has the same four lines that like we had yesterday. Mimai, Dilma Lolam, if you look to Malaki to retain mitzvah covid, maybe a mitzvah could even use other cutting instruments, not a razor. V'chite matar lamali, lameimra. Then why does the pasuk say tar? Da afilu batar. It's just telling you could even use a tar. Not that you have to use a tar. And the Gemara now explains the question. Sakadai the chamina. I might have said ho of a gabi nazir ki avid batar mechayiv. Since by a nazir, if he cuts with a razor, he is chayiv. He's not allowed to cut with a razor. Gabi mitzor nami lechayiv. Then even if he is a mitzora, he would be chayiv. He's not allowed to cut with a razor. Kamash malon delo. And the chiddush would be that he's allowed to use a tar, but not that he has to use a tar. End of the question. So again, so how do you know that he has to use a tar? So the Gemara answers, Isaka Daitak Yevin Mlakan Britani Mitzvah Kavid, Mitvoksiv Tar. No. If you're gonna tell me that you don't have to use a tar, Kuresh Lakish. Then you should have to say like Resh Lakish. Who was Resh Lakish? We had on the top of the Amud. Resh Lakish said, the principle of Asi Dachalos Asi only applies if you have no choice. If you could do the mitzvah without farla and delos ase, that's what you have to do. So if you're going to tell me that a mitzvah does not have to use a tar, so then he wouldn't be able to use a tar if he's a nazir, because there's another way out. So that's why you have to say that he can use a tar, and that's why you have the ase dechalos ase. So we have two sources. Where do you know that a mitzvah at the end, during his process of becoming tahar. How do you know he has to do it with a razor? Either from rosho, that's an amid beis, or over here from an aleph, from the word zakeno. Period. For rabbanan high rosha my darshi beis. So now we say, okay, the rabbanan who uses zakeno on mem amid beis, what did they do with the word rosho on mem aleph amid aleph that Rabbi Elazar used? So they use it just to tell me that a mitzora asidochalosa say violating the isra of cutting yipeis lav dahakafa. The assay of mitzora is docha the losa assay of cutting your payas, because the mitzora has to shave his entire head. The Tanya losa kivu ba'as roshchem, it says this week's parsha that you're not allowed to cut your payas losa kivu ba'as roshchem yachol af mitzora kein tamalama rosho. I might think even mitzora is included tamalama rosho. No, that's the makar. That's the makar that a mitzora has cuts his is allowed to and has to cut even his payas. Well, a minute. So why didn't the Rabbanan just learn it out from one word? You need separate makoros from zakeno and rosho to teach me you can violate isurim? So Titania, why do you need both? Didn't we say yesterday, zakeno, matam olomer, why do you need the word zakeno for? Lufi shenem rafazakanam lo yigalecho yochol af mitzora kein, tam olomer zakeno. You might think even a mitzora is not allowed to cut a kohen mitzora, kamash blani can, so lomali lumichtav rosho, lomali lumichtav zakeno. Again, the Gemara says, what do you need both? It's wordy, it fleshes out the questions. So what do you need both for? So the Gemara answers, Srichi, you need both, you can't just have one. We'll get to it in a minute, but just even before we turn over the page, the halacha of losakiva ba'as roshchem, the isra of cutting yipeis, is mentioned here. On Amid Beis, on the previous Amid, we had the isra of cutting parts of the beard that are usr, parts of your head that are usr, with a razor. Does the isra of cutting your payas have the same limitations to the isra? You need a tar, you need a giluach sheish bo ashchasa? Doesn't mention that here. Can you cut your payas with the scissors? Is that aser, daraisa? Not saying not a good idea here, but is that aser, daraisa? That's a machlokas Tosfos in the Rambam. Tosfos here on Amid Beis. Turn over the page for a minute. Tosfos on Amid Beis holds that there is no such requirement. Right? When it comes to the beard areas or the facial areas that you're not allowed to cut with a razor, that's only with a razor. Masha ein kein, when it comes to payas, there's no such requirement, even with the scissors. Look at the last line of Tosfos Hashta. Tosfos says, Mihu, tzarech lizor shlo lito pa'as harosh afil b'misparayim, even with the scissors. The shaper ikru kein tar, that's good enough. V'chein noagu ha'olam, the minag olam, says Tosfos, kishem magalchan atinokos, when they shave the kids, I don't know if this means upsharing or just means when you give a haircut to the kids, l'shayer b'tzidein harbe sairos. Right? The minhag is to leave over harbe sairos. Because you want to be, right? Even a scissors is a problem, says Tosfos, when it comes to pace. The Rambam argues. The Rambam says, no, just like the iser of hakafas hazakan is only with a giluach sheish bo hashchasa, so too when it comes to hakafas harosh, when it comes to peis. And it's 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch, and the Shulchan Aruch says to be machmir. 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch, and kuf pei aleph siv gimel, eino chayev el batar, v'yesh oshrim b'misparayim ke'entar, v'yesh lachish l'devrayim. So again, this comes up, whenever you determine, which is a separate topic, what peis are, which part of how far payas go down, and what part of your temples are payas? So machlokas Tosfos in the Rambam, and the Shulchan Aruch tells us to be machmir. Does it apply even by scissors? Yeah. I know why he singles out kids. Maybe a kids have to be here by the adults. You could be careful, you know, yourself not to cut in the area, especially by kids. That was the Harbi Cyrus. I'm not exactly sure why he singles it out. Okay, so back to the Gemara. So the Gemara says, within the Rabbana, what do you need two words? One to tell you that a Mitzora Nazir could cut his beard, and one to cut his head. So the Gemara says, Tzrichi, you need both Zukim. The Kaz of Rahman is Zekeno, Velo Kaz of Rosho. If it only says the word Zekeno, that he could cut his beard and not his head, Hava Amina, Hakaf is called Rosh Loshma Hakafa. I might have thought that if he shaves his entire head, which is what a Mitzora has to do, it's not Mida Oraisa called Hakafa. Why? Mida Oraisa, what are you not allowed to do? You're not allowed to make your temples similar to your back. That's the Lashon of Turn over for a minute. Tosfos explains what the Hava Amina is. Look at the second line, last word in Tosfos. Hava Amina. What's the Hava Amina that shaving your entire head is not included? It's like Kolamosev Goreya. If you shave only your sides, then it's Asadaraisa. But Akavas Kolarosh is not. What's the Svara? Says Tosfos. Hava Amina Dakavas Kolarosh Loshmi Akafa. Why? De Iker Isser Hakafa Dechsevlo Sakivu Paas Hava Amina Hainu Dafka Kishenotel HaPeos Levad. Cutting just the Peos. That's the Isidaraisa Kita Amar Ba'alma. Ezu Akafa, what's Akafa? Zehamashvit Sta'ov La'achori Aznov Upadakto. You make your forehead and your sides, you make one line around, and all goes straight across, no hair. But if you cut the top also, if you cut everything, that's not what the Torah has in mind. So, says Tosis, that would have been the Havamin. If you just have the word Zekino without Rosho, you would have said, doing the entire head, that's not Usser, and therefore you don't need a pasuk to tell me it's Mutter. That's why it has to tell me Rosho. To teach me that Hakavas Kala Rosho is Usser, that's why you need a word to tell me it's Mutter. It would have been Usser without this word Rosho. That's why you also need Rosho. Because of Rosho, Velo Kasev, Zakano. And if you only have the word Rosho and not Zakano, have me to the opposite. Mash Matarti, I would have learned two things. To Asi Asiv Dachi is Losase, I would have learned Asi Dacha Losase, Umash Hakavas Kala Rosho Makafa. And that it is Shema HaKafa if you shave the entire head because you need the word Rosho. But the Akati Batar Minalan, where would you know the word Ta'ar from, which is what we're trying to figure out on Amid Beis before. Lachi Gazer Rachman is Zakano. That's why you need the word Zakano. That's why you need the word Zakano. Tosfos here says, fine, we proved Asi Docha Lo Saseh in all these cases. But what happens if somebody is a Nazir and a Mitzora? Aren't there two los assays? Look what Tosfos says. Tosfos in Dibur Maskel V'i, six lines in. V'i kasha l'rabbanan hecha dehu nazir umitzora de'ika barosho de nazir tre lavin va'asei lav detar lo yavar va'asei de gidul pera v'lav de hakafa. There's a lav of tar lo yavar arosho, there's an iser of a nazir cutting, there's an iser of general of the hakafa, and there's an assay of gadol pera. Since when do you say that an assay can be docha two los assays? So are you saying that misvara, or are you saying that based on a pasuk? So Tosfos has 2 days. Do you say asi docha tulos asays? So Tosfos has 2 days here. Vitzarech Lomar says Tosfos number one. You're learning that from the pasuk. Hakol nafgalu, the same pasuk that teaches me asi docha los asays by mitzora. It must be included. Lo shna, there's no difference. Second day, Tosfos said, third to last medium line, Hu adin sheyidcha beis lavim vaasei, de'ein svara lahem l'chalek, bein lav echa l'shnei lavim. There's no svara to be machalek. One lav, two lavs, once you say asi docha lo saseh, it doesn't make a difference, mi svara. 2 days in Tosfos. Is it svara or is it a pasuk? What's that machlokas about? Do you need a pasuk to teach me asi docha lo saseh by two lo saseh, or do you know it based on svara? So there is a major discussion. I thought we'd have more time, but not as much time. How do you understand Asi Docha Lo Saseh? When we say an Asi is Docha Lo Saseh, is that literal Docha Lo Saseh? That there is a Lo Saseh that exists, and the Asi pushes it off. You're violating the Lo Saseh, but you know what? You're allowed to violate this Lo Saseh. Because you're doing the Asi. The Asi is Docha Lo Saseh. What do we say? No, deeper. And that is, when you're doing a mitzvah, the lo saseh doesn't exist, what we would call hutra. The lo saseh, part of the ingredient of a lo saseh is the mice of merit against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You rebel against Hashem when you do an aveira. But if you're doing a mitzvah, right, you're doing a mitzvah bris milah, there happens to be a neged saras on the arla, you have a kavana to do the mitzvah. You don't want to cut off the neged saras even though that's an isadaraisa. That's not called an aveira. It's not a tzichia. It's what we would call hutra. And the one who made Hutra famous is Rav Nissim Gaon. Rav Nissim Gaon in Shabbos Kufla Megimel, where Asi Docha Lo Saseh comes up, says this exact approach. Let me read you the important line. Shebe'esh she'ira chi of mitzvahs asei, nidche ha'azhara she'i lo saseh, v'nekayim atzivei she'hu asseh, v'tabo mitzvah asseh v'titcha lo saseh. Why? Ki azhara she'lav al zeh hatnai ne'emra. The lav, every aveira in the Torah is said al tnai. It's only usher when you're not doing a mitzvah. It's al tnai. Ubezeh apir shepi rashnu yasi milipcha safi gadol shemistafkin bo bnei adam. V'sho'al lano so. How can you say asi docha lo saseh? So, says the says Rabbeinu Nissim, v'chiyatzivi shal asei t'nai huba. It's a t'nai. It only exists when you're not doing an asei. But if you're doing an asei as well, then asei, docha, los asei is hutra. It's not even doche. It doesn't even exist. So what a nafkamin is between hutra and dechuya? Number one, we mentioned before, how exact in time does it have to be? We said a discussion in the postkin. So some of our jibs say, if it's mamish, docha, los asei, so then maybe you'll say it has to be exactly the same time. If it's just that los asei doesn't exist when you're doing the asei, so maybe you have a little more flexibility. You're doing the process of the asei, so maybe there's a little more flexibility in terms of time. What if, Rabbi Chanan asks, what if it's a mitzvah kiyumis, not chiyuvis? You don't have to do the mitzvah. It's a mitzvah kiyumis. Is that good enough to say asei docha los asei? This is the last Rabbi Chanan in Maseches Kiddushin. So again, he said it's totally on our issue. If you say it's docha literally, then maybe it's not strong enough. A mitzvah kiyumis is strong enough to push off a los asei? Mashaykin, if it's a mitzvah, if it doesn't exist, then maybe even if it's a mitzvah kiyumis, it's good enough to say that the los asei does not exist. Let me just say one more and then I'll take your question. Tosfos and Erevin talks about, what happens if it's your fault that you're in the situation that you have to do the los asei? You had two karbanis, one had a zrikas adam of four, and one had a zrikas adam of one. And you got it mixed up. So the Gemara has a problem. What are you supposed to do with this blood? Some of it had to be sprinkled four times, some one time. If you do it four times, maybe you're violating Bal Tosef. If you're doing it one time, maybe you're violating Bal Tigra. So Tosfos says, what do you mean? Why don't you just say Asi Docha Los Asei? The Asei of Zrikas Adam is Docha the Los Asei of Bal Tosef. So Tosfos says, because if it's your Pshia that got into this, you can't say Asi Docha Los Asei. That's Tosfos' Shita. That's in Erevin Daf Kuf. So again, some of Farshim explain, if you say it's Talion, it doesn't exist when you're doing the Mitzvah, then even if you got into it because of your Pshia, it doesn't exist. Mashaykin, if it's doke the los asei, so then maybe it wouldn't work if it's your pshia. Finally, get back to these 2 days of Tosas. Maybe that's what Tosas is talking about. Do you say ase doke two los aseis? So Tosas says 2 days. Either misvara yes, or no, you need a special pasuk. So if you say hotra doesn't exist, maybe even two los aseis. Both los aseis are knocked out when you're doing a mitzvah. Mashaykin, if it's doke, then maybe only one los asei. And therefore, you would need the pasuk. Yeah.
So the dinner break luck is still right. Another way.
Right, the dinner very shlokish really sounds like dechuya. The real dinner very shlokish, it's there are ways to get out of it, but the dinner very shlokish really sounds like dechuya. Let's just finish up. Rabbi Lazar, we just spoke about the Rabbanan for the past 15 lines. Where does he know asi docha los asei from? Yalif mikadilim. He learns it from tzitzis. Detanya lo silba shatnis. Ha gadilim tasa l'chamehem. The ultimate mitzvah of tzitzis, when performed with cheles, as we mentioned before, is doche the los asei of shatnis. That's said together in Parshas Kiseitse. So again, there we would say ase doche los asei. Just one more. The Mishnah Lamech talks about. We know the principle is ein ase doche los asei vase. Right, and ase kei doche los asei and ase. What if you did the ase anyway? Do you get malchus? You get malchus in that case. Does the los asei exist? Ein ase doche los asei vase. So he has a suffix whether you get Malchus or not. So again, if you say it's Doche, so then here it's not Doche, so you're going to get Malchus. But if you say it doesn't exist, so it doesn't exist. You're not going to get the other Asse exists, so you're not going to allow to do it, but you're not going to get Malchus. Again, there's more, but we'll stop tomorrow. We talk more about Pesek Reisha, we talk about Rubo Kakulo, we talk about Hasra, different ideas that come up on Nazir Membeis. Again, today's Shia was sponsored by the Ben Nuns, L'Zeichon Nishmas Avram Dov Ben Chaim.